Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast live on beautiful BBS Radio. This is your host, Allison Bachman, and I'm delighted you decided to join us this evening, and I hope that everyone is doing well. Now, I have a few announcements before we get to our guest. I've been receiving a lot of emails, and the August monthly forecasts are finally up on the website, and I'm not sure if we get the prize for better late than never, but my web person moved this month, and you know how that goes. So I try to look at everything in a positive way, so why don't you look at it this way? August might almost be done, but this is a great way to check in and see if your monthly personal forecast actually applied to what you experienced this month. So go to visiblebynumbers.com and look on the monthly forecast page. And also, don't forget to check out my newest website, gethisnumber.com, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy, and you can get a reading for your Mr. Right today. Now on tonight's show, I really thought to myself that I wish that her mission and she herself was front page news this year instead of all the less important things that was reported on so far in 2008. My guest this evening is Suraj Holdsworth, otherwise known as White Eagle Medicine Woman. And let me tell you a little bit about her. White Eagle Medicine Woman is the director and drum keeper of the International Grandmother Drum Peace Project. She is an international shamanic healer, seer, and performance artist. Her CDs include Journey of the Heart and Songlines of the Soul. She is the director and co-producer of the newly released documentary film, Grandmother Drum, Awakening the Global Heart. She is also the founder and director of the Whirling Rainbow Foundation and the Rainbow Fire Dream Lodge in Palmer, Alaska. From a vision of indigenous grandmothers and many hands of the multicultural Alaskan community, the large 7-foot diameter crystal inlaid grandmother drum was built in 2000. And drum took over a year to construct, and it has over 13 strips of wood, 200 crystals inlaid in its kettle base, and it's covered by a giant buffalo hide. And Grandmother Drum has since been traveling the world as an international symbol of the universal heart that connects all races and all cultures of the human family. Now, Grandmother Drum is considered to be a living, beating symbol from the hearts of the grandmothers that we all are one people, that Mother Earth is our one country, that love is stronger than fear, that peace and freedom are the birthrights of all humanity. The drum is the centerpiece of creating celebrations that honor the unique gifts and spiritual traditions of diverse cultures of the human family with the theme, the heartbeat of one family, one earth. And I can't think of anything that I would rather see in the news than this marvelous project, this wonderful work of this wonderful woman. And so it is my pleasure to welcome White Eagle Medicine Woman to the show. Hi there, how are
you? Oh, thank you so much for that introduction.
Well, you're very welcome. It's one of those things that you really wish that you had the opportunity to experience, to actually partake in, or to go to one of your events. I have always been to drum beat. That's always been something that even in CDs or things that I pick out to meditate with, or even when I surround myself with music, that's always something that I have an affinity for. And it really speaks to me. So this particular story about you really kind of resonated with me. I ordered one of your CDs from your website, and I really do enjoy meditating to it. So I just want to thank you for that personally.
Thank you.
But just to ask you a little question here, I was just wondering, before we get into the whole project, before we get into all this wonderful work that you've been doing, that maybe you would like to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, about your upbringing, your life, and how did you come to be White Eagle Medicine Woman?
Oh, well, we're going to have the short story of that, I hope.
Well, I guess we're going to have to go with the short story. Sure.
Yes, well, I grew up in a family that really loved the land, so that was my deep connection first. We spent a lot of time, I grew up in New York and spent a lot of time in the mountains of the East Coast, and when I was 16, went west and then came to Alaska at 19 to be the youngest woman to climb North America's highest peak, Denali. And so my connection with spirit has always been through the earth. And as a mixed-blood Native American, I was always craving to be around the drum and tribal ways. I was not raised that way. I was raised in a traditional sort of Irish Catholic family. But from a young age, I was definitely moving to the beat of my own drum and as an Aquarian that was very much out there and was so very, very drawn. And so in my teens and 20s, worked a lot with Native American medicine people, therapies of all kinds, and began a wilderness and spiritual empowerment program for women here in Alaska. It was the first program of its kind and the second one in the country. And because I was really yearning to see the feminine being expressed through the connection with the earth and bringing that forward. So in that work, I began to do a lot of women's spiritual work and continued to really blossom my own path, being that I was doing a lot of healing at an early age of my own personal story, which was an incest story, and that led me to many, many, many healers, as every shaman or medicine person is a wounded healer. That quest brought me on my path and opened me up to being able to commune with what I would call the grandmothers. And these were spiritual grandmothers that came to me during the time that I went through this trauma and continued to be guiding my life. As I left the body during that trauma, I began to have a spiritual relationship with the other side. Mm-hmm. And when that relationship developed through, of course, my own personal healing, my connection to the land and my love of being on the land, and then they began to communicate through me in my 20s, and I had a unique opportunity to work with a kahuna woman from Hawaii who helped me be a medium for them. Mm-hmm. And since then, they have really guided, you know, many, many aspects of my life and my work. And the Grandmother Drum Project was about a 15-year vision before they gave me the go-ahead that they wanted me to bring it to the world. And the timing of that was very, very perfect. It was born in 2000 and just finished months before September 11th. So we know that they timed that into the world scene in a very, very perfect way, both in readiness of the world to be ready for something that could call them back to sanity and call them back home. And that's how we feel about it. Mm-hmm. And that's been my journey in a very small nutshell.
Right. Well, you know, being that I'm a numerologist and we do a lot of numerology here on the show, and, you know, of course, I'm certainly going to take what information I have and check it out and, you know, take a look at it from that perspective. And, you know, immediately when you check the vibration of your name, it's an 11 vibration, which, you know, it does speak of a deep spiritual connection. It also speaks of someone who comes as a messenger. But generally speaking, that message that they have to offer, it comes from experiences in their life. It's like they go through certain experiences which brings them to their truth. And then once they have been enlightened and acknowledge and understand their truth, then they set about to try to enlighten the world. And this is technically, you know, how you would perceive a messenger. And so, you know, I always, and just what you just finished saying is really validation for the vibration of what your name is, which is, you know, a spiritual messenger. And having that ability to connect to spirit, like you talk about, you know, the elders speaking to you and having these spiritual visions, and that very much is in the energy field of anybody that has an 11 vibration. So with just a little bit of validation there based on your name, you know, I think that's always, I love that stuff, but that's just me and my passion for numerology.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had a vision. And so in a nutshell, you know, you were told they showed you this drum, or can you kind of go through that a little bit more detailed?
Yes, absolutely. And I always said they had a vision because they gave me the vision that they wanted to see for the world. And, you know, we hear the Hopi speak of their prophecy that when the grandmothers speak, the earth will heal.
Right.
And that prophecy was really about this time of reconciliation, of moving, you know, as we have for the last 2,000 years, in a more male-predominant world and a more patriarchal world, and separating off from the mother, which is a journey that we all go through in the chronological part of our lives.
Right.
As we go from childhood to adolescence. And then when we move into adulthood, we return to the mother, and we return to the value of that. And it's like we are going through a sort of an evolutionary stage that, yes, you know, we did this process and we technologically developed, but we lost contact with something that's essential. And, you know, when they came to me in the early 90s, they talked a lot about the purpose of the feminine in the evolution of consciousness and the next stage of human evolution. And when I began to see this, what I really didn't know was an instrument at that time, I was having visions of being exposed to high frequencies, almost like a hearing test,
mm-hmm.
that they would have me on this table and they would be over me talking. And I would say that that's too much, you know, that the vibration is too much. And I wasn't physically present, it was my own energy body they were working on. And they said, well, this is what you're going to have to get used to and then what the world will be moving into. And then as the dreams progressed, I saw that there was this large instrument whirling with some kind of vortex in it. And later and later in the dreams, then it unfolded that this was a drum and that it had some kind of matrix within it that was producing this sound.
Mm-hmm.
And they spoke about it being the cosmic tone that would then tell the human where to go, almost like a compass, during an incredibly tumultuous time of change and a time where the frequency of the earth was going to go up and that the human being would be dealing with a lot of its karmic history, older frequencies, slower frequency issues, and that would this instrument would help them move into that new. They would kind of tune them, in a sense, to the new vibration. And it would be used on land for land healing, of ley lines on the land and activating particular song lines, as the Aboriginal people would call them,
mm-hmm.
and also the systems of the human energy field.
Right.
So that's what their vision was, and that this would travel all over the world as a voice that would just be like, you know, what they were kind of teasing me with, saying, we're calling you all on the phone, pick up the phone.
Oh.
You know, it's time to answer the call.
Okay.
And I thought that was so classic in the way, you know, we hear about spirit calling,
right.
and, you know, for us to respond. And this is a very spiritual message, but it's also a very scientific message as well. You know, this is what's happening as we move into the center of the Milky Way now in the photon belt. This is what vibrationally is happening to us and affects every part of our being.
So we're talking about the American Indian prophecies here. We're talking about 2012. We're talking about a lot of that information and this being a tool that to a certain level facilitates or helps humans and the earth to make this transition. Would that be safe
exactly.
to say?
Wonderful, exactly. Yes. And so we share a lot of the prophecies, a lot of the teachings that we've carried from many, many elders and wisdom keepers that we've worked with across the world to help prepare people both in the spiritual sense but also in very practical ways,
right.
day-to-day application. And that's some spiritual teachings that I call the four-chambered heart work, where we work in alignment with getting the heart, because it is the instrument in the human energy field that is its essence of consciousness. It has more nerve endings than the brain. So mm-hmm. this is where everything lies. And the drum knows how to speak directly to the heart. That's its language. That drumbeat is the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the primordial language that we heard coming into this life. So
mm-hmm.
it speaks to the primal human, the mm-hmm. animal human, you know, the deepest part of the psyche, to move it into awakening. And so we not only travel with the drum and go to communities and do ceremonial work all over the world, but we also do courses online where
sure.
we gather people through the internet, through
sure.
conference call systems, and
right.
all of that as well.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. So let me see if I can understand. Okay, so just to clarify, or that the drum itself, the bead, it's built and created in a certain way, and one has to assume it has something to do with the crystals and the way in which it's constructed. And the sound that it resonates awakens the people that hear it, and certainly, you know, our vibration, the planet's vibration is raising, and obviously we have to go with it, you know, from my understanding. But this is to awaken people, to enlighten people, or to simply help raise their vibration, or how would you clarify that?
I would, if it was a multiple choice, I'd say D, all of the above.
Well, there, okay.
Yes,
at least I'm somewhere in the ballpark then, huh?
You know, in raising the frequency, we change health issues and move people into a state of physical ecstasy, of the cells vibrating at a much higher rate, which disease cannot live in,
mm-hmm.
to spiritual awakenings,
uh-huh.
and also just on a physical level, giving the heart strength. For us to lead our lives from the heart. And, you know, the world we're in right now is so upside down where it should be that, you know, we're kind of clamoring at this point to find our way and say, you know, where's the heart in this matter? Where is the heart in this matter? And that's what the drum says at all times. This is the heart of the matter.
Right.
And so if people have needed strength to, like, make decisions to change things in their lives that have been dysfunctional or relationships or jobs, they suddenly, you know, they get around the drum for an hour, and, you know, I get an email, I left my job, I moved away, you know, everything got changed because it wasn't in alignment with who they really were.
Mm-hmm.
If it is, it gives them enormous strength to manifest dreams and work that they've been wanting to do in the world that's very aligned with spirit. So it just gives everyone sort of a 240 volts, you know, of extra power right to the heart. And
right.
it's incredibly physical. There's no other way to speak about Grandmother, even on CD, that Journey of the Heart, in won an award for its recording, because people are having the healing effects that we talk about in the work by CD.
Well, thank you so much, because that was my next question. So, you know, thanks for anticipating that question.
Yes, and actually we've had people healed of sleep disorders, high blood pressure,
uh-huh.
anything that has to do with the rhythm of the body.
Uh-huh.
We've had pregnant women that have had high blood pressure, that as soon as the baby hears that pulse,
uh-huh.
then everything starts settling down. And so it's just been testimony after testimony. We didn't know that when we built it. We did not have any idea of its healing power. We thought it was more of a symbol
uh-huh.
of the universal heart, but not a literal symbol.
Sure.
We thought it was more of a metaphorical thing, that we're going to bring this instrument that, you know, is the most common instrument in any world culture, is
uh-huh.
the drum, because the drum is about community and it's
sure.
about the heartbeat.
Right.
But we didn't know that the crystal matrix that they gave us to put in the base of the drum would then be so scientific, and I'll go into that in just a moment, as far as working on the human energy field.
Right.
It was amazing to us when we started to get, you know, really miraculous healings happening under it, that we thought, well, I don't know, maybe it's a coincidence, you know.
Well, okay,
and then
so
it
now
starts
you have
to repeat
me fascinated,
itself.
And I absolutely want to hear the scientific.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about the scientific aspects of it.
Well, you know, inlaid is 200 clear and rose quartz crystal. Now, no one's ever put crystal into a drum and resonated it.
Where did you find the crystal? How did you gather them?
The crystals were gathered here in Alaska,
mm-hmm.
and they were a gift to us. And they're small, and what we did was, in the base of the drum, it's a kettle-shaped bowl, almost like a timpani-type drum.
Mm-hmm.
Between the layers, there's seven full layers of cedar and birch.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 200 strips of wood for every layer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so they're very tiny strips, almost like a boat would be built. And then after we had the first two layers, we painted this matrix onto the drum
uh-huh.
base, and then drilled holes to inlay the crystal, and then put the next layer over top to kind of lock the crystals in. And we had no idea what we were doing at that time. And this is a triple spiral. It's a Celtic symbol that many people have seen in Ireland. And it's what they call a unicursal labyrinth, which means it's a continuous line, like the Seventh Circuit Labyrinth or the Chartres Labyrinth of France. It's a continuous circuit, and it replicates the original splitting of the cells,
uh-huh.
as well as the spinning of the proton, neutron, and electron. So it's kind of like a map of our origins. And if you could know that our chakra system in our human body, our seven centers, spin, that's what they're called, wheels or chakras,
mm-hmm.
and we call them in Native American terminology medicine wheels, they have two vortexes, basically, that create a chakra. That is the earth that rotates under our feet, which is going counterclockwise, and the way the sun goes across, which is, appears to be clockwise to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two energies create a vortex that we call a chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And what the drum has as a triple spiral is three lines that go clockwise and three that go counterclockwise in every spiral.
Mm-hmm.
So it's replicating the whole energy field of the human in sort of a larger version. Okay, so we're, you know, 5 feet tall, and this is this big 7 foot diameter. So it's kind of like a giant chakra itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mimicking and tuning because it's a larger vibration than our own.
Mm-hmm.
So similarly to how women would menstruate with the moon, because the moon's tidal, you know, magnetics is stronger than the human's, the drum does pretty much the same thing. It pulls people into its vibration, its magnetics, and then tunes them.
Ah.
To what is the larger frequency we're moving into, but kind of like a high dosage quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, to me, the grandmothers were saying, this is where everyone's going to have to, this is the goal. And this means the life has to become aligned with this.
So just to stop and ask, if, let's say, you have things that you need to work through in order to align to this higher vibration, does this mean that upon listening to this, you literally have to make some changes in your life?
Absolutely.
Or you may feel some tearfulness or letting go or revisiting the past or that sort of a thing as well?
Absolutely. It's
so
an amplifier.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll amplify anything that's in the shadows that needs to be brought up for healing.
Uh-huh.
So I call her the truth teller.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's kind of like you come around her and maybe you could suppress these things before, but you won't after an activation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's trying to help you move through that. And what's the nice thing, that yes, it's amping up those shadow pieces for us, but it's also amping up the strength of the heart to be able to deal with it.
Right. And
so that's really the key to what she's doing, is that she's working directly on the heart. There's a center crystal in this matrix that's the heart center of the matrix.
Mm-hmm.
That strengthens the heart so that everything else that needs to be brought up to that new awareness, that
right.
compassion,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is the highest frequency of love that we can know,
mm-hmm.
and we can see our past, our lives, our stories with that level of grace and compassion.
Wow.
And that's what the grandmother teachings are all about, is grace.
Wow.
And tapping into that state of grace where all is forgiven, all is not even seen as needing to be forgiven in the state of grace.
Right.
And that vibration that many of us have touched one or two times even in our lives where
right.
we've stood in that state of grace within ourselves. And that's what Spirit wants to see for us at all times,
mm-hmm.
is that love that is that divine state of grace that is the potential of the human. So I think we're in a time that we universally have spoken of in almost every spiritual mystery school. From I was just in Israel this year and working with the Israeli people, the Muslim people, all over America, all over Canada. And, you know, those teachings are universal.
Yes.
Know, the way in which they may name them is different.
Sure.
But the essence of those teachings point the same place.
Exactly.
And we know that we're in that time now that we have to, you know, move out of saying, well, my Christian path is the way or my Muslim path is the way, is that we all have pieces of one story of the human awakening. And that there are instructions for us that we need to put together and we need to unify so that we can all go through this together and see the new world for humanity, the new human, that we have the potential of moving out of this childhood state and into our adulthood.
Right, right. Wow, that is profound. So this is the mission, and besides doing on a personal level, meaning any person that would either have the experience of an actual ceremony with the drum and actually physically be in the presence of the drum, but also, you know, even through the CDs that are available that where the drum is being played, this can be on a personal level a great deal of healing and raising of the vibration. But also, from my understanding, the tour that you were on this year was the Healing Waters 2008 USA tour. You've been on tour for many, many years with this drum. First off, it must be very interesting transporting this drum. I'm thinking, boy, you can't get that through an airplane or anything. You definitely got to take it on foot, don't you?
Well, we have done both. We have a 30-foot motor home with a 14-foot trailer that brings Grandma the Drum all across this continent and into Central America last year. So we did 18,000 miles by road last year, 17,000 this year. And then when we go overseas, she has a very special crate that she has to be air freighted in.
Wow.
Which is quite expensive. That's part of our fundraising project at all times.
They won't let that $15 extra bag fee. I guess it's a little bit more than that, huh? A little bit, huh? Okay.
Yeah, more like $15,000.
Okay, so it's not cheap to drag this drum around. Okay, and I don't mean to be facetious.
No, that sounds great. That's a good joke for me.
Okay. So it's not, couldn't have been something simple, huh? It had to be something huge in your vision. Did you ever say, couldn't we have done this on a smaller scale?
Oh, yeah. I have this joke that I tell when we unload the drum into a facility, because I always have to ask people, how big are your doors to the facility to know if we can actually bring it there? That's my very first question. And I always tease them. I said to the grandmothers, couldn't you give me a powerful feather or something that I could tap over people's heads?
Something you wear around your neck or a little magic wand, No, you give me this creepy huge drum. Okay. But anyhow, you have been on the road, and you've been on the road for many years from what I can tell from the website. And we're not only working with this drum, healing people on a personal level, but you also are healing the earth. From my understanding, going to sacred places, you're also healing waters. Would you like to explain that aspect of Mother Drum?
Sure. Well, when they designed this tour, really, themselves, they called it the Ring of Fire World Tour.
Right, right.
And this Ring of Fire is, as we know, the geologic Ring of Fire that goes from Alaska down the west coast and into South America and across to New Zealand and up to the Japanese islands. This is where the mother's chi, or life force energy, gets released into the planet. This is her heart. This is her hot flashes. And they talked about the increase that we've all heard in the prophecies of volcanic activity and tsunamis the earthquakes. And this is from the Ring of Fire. And so they've asked us to circle the Ring of Fire. That was one of the main things. And assist in releasing the chi in a gentle and good way the planet. And
okay.
So we do kind of like acupuncture work with this sonic instrument.
Okay.
And this year we've been focused on some work they gave us over a 13-week course. They called the Heart of One. And they talked about the waters. Now, of course, many, many people have heard of Masaru Emoto and his work intention and water.
Sure.
And the water issue is, of course, on the absolute top of the charts right now in our world. There's a huge water shortage across the world. There's many, many people that don't have fresh drinking water in many parts of the world. And so this is becoming, of course, with climate change, a very, very focused issue. And they spoke to us about how, with this change of vibration that's coming in from the Milky Way,
mm-hmm.
That began in 2008 through 2012, this is what they're calling the flash of light, that we're now, the Earth is passing through a point which is almost in the eye of the Milky Way.
Sure.
And that extra light is then changing our blueprint pattern of not only our heart rate and many other things. And what would be changing predominantly in our system is, in our water, and being 80% water, is the electricity that's coming into our body has to be grounded. Like any electricity has to have a grounding cord. And so they were talking about the changes to our body fluids, in particular to metals, minerals, and salts in the body, and how heavy metals would have to be detoxed, the blood would have to be purified to move at this higher rate.
Sure.
And so they talked about the personal waters as well as the earth waters that would be changing.
Uh-huh.
And these what they called the Mariana waters.
Mm-hmm.
And these waters are 3,000 feet deep in the earth. They have not been exposed to the air yet. They are Earth's internal water system that as she changes from her frequency from the center out, these waters will be coming out of the earth in late 2008 to 2010. And so we will be ingesting new waters. And so they asked us to prepare our bodies and spoke to how we could do that by changing the chemistry of the water that we're drinking, as well as the minerals and salts and metals in our bodies so that we can ground and house this new consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our original blueprint that we were designed to be at.
Sure.
So this is a program we did all across America. We did ceremonies to do work on particular river systems that have been gone through a lot of pollution, the Mississippi and the Delaware. We were on many, many rivers, the North Platte River, and they gave us ceremonies to do. We brought waters from Alaska that had been worked with for 2 years in ceremonies to these rivers to do purification work.
Wow. That's you know, in the scheme of things, you did a lot of good from those ceremonies, one would have to say. I want to take you back. What you said about the Ring of Fire and about the general release. So the work that you did around the Ring of Fire, and would you say that this would lessen the severity of earthquakes or volcanic activity because of the work that you did?
Exactly. That was the instruction.
That was the purpose.
And in fact, we even got the spirit of the volcano speaking to us in one of these sessions, which I thought was the most kind of outrageous channel that I'd ever done, calling herself the Kuwe, or the which is a story actually in the Polynesian Islands. I only put it into the internet after we got this message.
Sure.
And we had people all up and down the West Coast with community drums doing a ceremony over a weekend. We were told exactly when to do it because there would be a volcano blowing in South America. And that exactly happened in that order. And so we were, you know, we were all out. We were in caldera areas all along Washington, Oregon, and California during that experience.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we do feel that our collective thought and prayer and work always makes a difference. The Maharishi did experiments in the 70s with meditation and found when they prayed for cities.
Right.
You know, James Twyman has done this, Greg Braden, that when large numbers of people focus their intention, they can change the collective.
Mm-hmm.
And we absolutely believe that thought is what creates matter.
Sure.
And we were working, you know, in what we would call pure communication, which is with vibration itself.
Right. So in essence, when we track back to 2012, when we track back to what we know or what scientifically is known, what is suggested, what is guessed at, really, as to what may or may not occur, a lot of what you've been doing is going to lessen these effects or, in many ways, even prepare us for what is to come. So this is very important work, right?
It's very important that we take it on personally. It's you know, they said to us, that you're going through either way, you know. You're going to go through this process, and we can go through it cooperatively and in grace and preparing our bodies, or we can resist it and have all sorts of issues and health and emotional drama and whatever if we don't choose to make the changes that this light is bringing, the awakening,
sure,
and the higher way of living to us. And we all want that in our lives, but we also have to align some things that may not be comfortable for us to realign to love.
Right.
Instead of, oh, you know, my ex, you know, I don't like this person, whatever, whatever. That we have to bring some kind of reconciliation to those areas of our lives so that we can be what the grandmothers call just in neutral ground.
Sure.
You know, into that place in the center, in neutral ground, not judging one way or the other, but holding that state of grace, that we don't have to approve of what others are doing or we don't have to condone them. We just hold that state of grace that they are discovering what they need to through those experiences, and we're not to be the one to judge if that's right or wrong for them.
Wonderful.
And that's, you know, it takes a lot more to practice than to preach, you know, and I work that every day, and we all do in our spiritual practice. That's why it's called practice.
Yeah, good point. Very good point. What I'd like to do, I mean, we have a lot more to discuss because I really want to bring up the workshops that you have online, which I think are wonderful, and the course of studies that you have, and I want to discuss that next. But I do want to open up the phone lines because our listeners, you know, maybe they have a question or two to ask you or a comment about what they've heard so far on the show. So if you don't mind, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I'm talking to White Eagle Medicine Woman about the Grandmother Drum tour. And you're welcome to call into the show if you've got a question or a comment. And these are the toll-free numbers. USA, you can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct if you live in the California area at 530-876-3222, and we welcome your calls. I also want to give out your website. There you go, Allison. How's your mouth working? Website. www.whirlingrainbow.com.
Yes.
And I'll spell that whirlingrainbow.com. And those of you that are listening, you're more than welcome to jump onto that site and take a look. There's a lot of things, a lot of information there. You can also sign up for the newsletter as well, because you have a really lovely newsletter. I actually received it the other day, and I enjoyed reading it. And so we want to direct people in to your website so they know how to get a hold of you and also read more about your project. Now, you just got back. You live in Alaska, and you just got back, and you were on the road for a very long time, 6 months.
Yes.
Right. And I was looking... you know, that's got to be tiring, first off. I mean, I'm surprised that you are awake to do this show, because I would still be sleeping, frankly. But I hope that you, you know, get your rest and recover, because it seems as though you still got some more things on the agenda.
Yes, yes, it's a full plate. But we always take this time when we come home to just integrate our own teachings, and, you know, you've got to keep walking it yourself. You can't
just keep
talking or facilitating it for others. So we're...
Okay.
In the state of integration here, and it was a fabulous tour. We were all over America. We were in Canada, and we were in Israel and Egypt this year.
That's exciting. I saw the pictures.
Beautiful. We have a whole slideshow that's going to be up this week on the tour, so keep going up onto the website as we come off this, and we're trying to, within the first month, get all of that up there for everyone to see the joy of the journey for us.
Wow.
And, you know,
okay, I'm not sure. Let me hold that thought for a minute, because I'm not sure if I heard a beep or not.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Okay, do we have a caller?
Yes, you do. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Molly.
Hi, Molly. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. This is really a fascinating topic for me. Allison knows me. I have a question. I have a portal on my property. And will something like that, what will it do to a portal? Will it activate it more or increase it, or do you have any
absolutely.
Idea?
Absolutely. In fact, we do a ceremony that we call the portal activation ceremony. And that is the key to the work that we do when, you know, we come into a community, we do what's called a prayer performance, which is an evening thing that the community can come out to that's, you know, a community gathering. And then we usually spend the weekend to 5 days there to do some kind of portal work or deeper integration onto the land. And those people like yourself find us and say, I've got the portal. I know where it is on our in this community. And we go there, and usually about 20 to 25 people help us with that ceremony. And it does open up the land quite a bit.
Molly, tell her where you're located.
I'm about an hour from Sedona in Arizona.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And you're welcome to come up. Allison is familiar with the portal and seen the pictures of the spirit energies that I've taken photographs and videos.
But she's in fairly sacred ground, isn't she?
Yes, she's in absolute holy ground.
Holy ground.
I consider every step we take, we're on holy ground.
Right, well, true.
Yeah. But we spent 2005 doing some major work in Sedona, and you know, I've done a lot of portal work and vortex type work throughout my life, and had not been to Sedona. And when we brought her there, it was over the top. It was definitely more than we had ever experienced. It's such a powerful place, and many people know that. And it's a gateway for many, many that come through and travel through that portal. And Stargate. And so we learned a lot about that area from the month or so that we spent there. We were in Angel Valley, which is an enormously beautiful place, and around that whole area. So, yes, please do send us an email. I do keep those as we get ready to do a tour, and the grandmothers instruct us to go into the States again. We'd love to work with you.
Well, we'd love to have you here. One other question is, The portal seems pretty active. I mean, I've just begun my spiritual awakening. But my theory is that the veil is thinning with the increase in vibration. Is that your feeling too? Or?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you know, I don't feel alone anymore, in the sense of I can say that I have this entire entourage on the other side of the veil that's working through this project. And if I, you know, in the beginning, 7 years ago when I said that, or 10 years ago when I said that, it was a different story. And most people are having those kinds of experiences now because we are. It's just such a thin space. And when we know that, they're talking about the reunification of our Star Nation family, and that's all been part of Indigenous prophecies as well.
No, I don't mean to keep you too long, but as Allison knows, this is a hot topic for me because I've been opened up to the energies that come through this portal, and it's increasing. And for some reason, I have in the back of my mind, and it may be being led to your tapes or something, that those your drum will help open that portal where you can actually see inside of it. Have you ever experienced that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's exactly what this will do. And you know, you can, in the meantime, work with the CD out there, and you'll have amazing effects just, you know, bringing, you know, a community that you normally work with out there to have it playing while you're doing whatever medicine work or ceremony you're doing out there. It's been known to do amazing wonders just even on TV. So,
and I'm very honored to have, you know, to have the portal and the spiritual energies here. I can feel them all the time. What is your feeling that the reason for that is for us to help the world see the the activation of the higher energies, or is that why it's happening? I mean, for a normal person like me to have that, it just blows my mind, as
yes.
Allison knows. And I'm an 11 life path too, so.
Okay. Well, yes, we are being asked to commune with our larger family. And we are, you know, again, according to many, many Native prophecies, we are moving into literally from adolescence to adulthood spiritually, and we have a lot of our family that is in adulthood that is trying to assist us and work with us and help us in this transition to not be afraid of our growth step, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, when our children graduate from one level of school and go into college or whatever, you know, they have to transition and from being the top of the heap, you know, in elementary and high school, and then coming into being, you know, a freshman again. And that is the transition we're in, and all of us are kind of a bit nervous about being a freshman, you know.
Yeah.
But these beautiful, benevolent spirits and other Star Nation family are lovingly assisting and showing us their presence as we're ready to see. And the nice thing about it is, as we're ready, the teacher appears, yes. And the vibrations are now, yes, that they're really feeling that kind of time is up and, you know, this is happening and we want you to be going through it gracefully. And so we're trying to get as much help through that you're ready to, you know, be aware of and not afraid of and hold on and embrace in yourself, because this is our own destiny. And it's something that we long for, but we also have all of these old shields that we're going to have to move through in order to see the bigger picture.
Well, it's very fascinating, and thank you very much for sharing it with us. And thanks, Allison.
Thank you for calling, Molly. Appreciate
Molly,
it.
Molly, thank you so much for that, and I hope to hear from you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Along the lines of what you were saying, you know, even with what I do with numerology readings, which I really take a very, very spiritual approach to the readings, because I really look at it as a soul journey in this lifetime. And so many people, it's clearly written in the chart, the awakening for them. You know, there's certain experiences in their life or things that have happened that have caused them to question. And I can't begin to tell you how many people have started the request for a reading. Boy, if somebody told me 5 years ago that I would be doing this, I would have told them that they were crazy, but I need to know. I can't explain why, but I need to know that there's something more, or on some level there's a lot more soul searching or searching for truth, where they can't seem to find, the truth in everyday life. And as far as the actual ability to connect to spirit, you know, this is something that really is found in almost everyone's chart to a certain extent, some more than others, some being very old souls. This is what numerology speaks about as well. And I really feel, the huge quantity of adults that are contacting me and getting their readings, this is all part of this huge shift in the vibration and this getting us prepared for what is to come, because it's just been phenomenal for me, especially over the past 5 years. So I just want to interject that in there with what you were saying.
Absolutely. And, okay. And as you say, in numerology, it's all in the numbers, because it is. It's about vibration. And vibration is
exactly.
That's what the numbers are all about.
Sure.
And, you know, we work tremendously with the programs I was going to share with you with vibration and working directly with, to me, the primal elements.
Right. Even
matter.
When, you know, when I first started studying numerology, the word, you know, I started talking about numbers and used the word vibration immediately. This represents a vibration. This is your energy. This is what you're vibrating at. You know, and to me that was just, you know, it just, the numbers and vibration went hand in hand, which is not necessarily an immediate word that a person would use when they're connecting to numerology and numbers. So, but let's talk a little bit here about these workshops, these online courses and these workshops that you have, because I want to give you the opportunity to, you know, because another thing that I see very often is I do teach numerology workshops, and I'm happy to do so, but a lot of people, you know, they want more. They are looking for teachers. And so I was ever so delighted to discover the workshops on your website, and knowing that someone that is drawn to this type of, you know, because there's many paths to get there, but this is a place where I could send somebody, you know, to work with you, because this is available, you know, online, so that they could be anywhere in the world and still be able to participate. So I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give you some time here to talk about your workshops and what they offer, and let our listeners know.
Well, we've been, of course, doing a lot of things live with everyone across the world. You know, we come there and we do, you know,
Sure. Anything
from a 1 day to a 5 day or 10 day program to immerse people. But, you know, I think the method that has worked for my life and my work with the grandmothers and that is to give people as much experiential experiences. Because one thing to talk about being one with spirit, but when you have an experience that you suddenly feel connected, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts, there's no need to talk or share philosophies after that, you know, it's like you've had your own awakening. And so a lot of the program materials are to put you in meditative work and stuff that you can do on your own, to tune your instrument. That's what the Metatron would say, to tune the instrument. That's what we're working on, is tuning the instrument into the universe, which is the one song. That's what that word means. When
mm-hmm.
we talk about the universal, we talk about the one song. And
sure.
we are all an instrument, a note in that music. And we have to find that sheet music of our own. And it's, again, you said there's many paths, and that's how the Whirling Rainbow Foundation really began, because that prophecy of the Hopi and Navajo speak to the coming together of the four races and all of the spiritual paths. And to me, there isn't one path, because there's many ways to find one's journey, and we all have a unique vibration to come into, and how we come into that is the magic of our individuality.
Mm-hmm.
And so we work primarily with the instruments of the body, which is sound and light. That's who we are, and so we keep the meditations and stuff. Anyone can do them from any religious path. These are techniques that put one into a state of oneness so they can experience them themselves in tune. So when they fall out of rhythm through experiences in their life, they can recognize that,
mm-hmm.
and they can recognize how to put themselves back
right.
in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, those are the practical tools. And then there's beautiful, beautiful teachings that talk about how to keep the heart open, clear, soft,
mm-hmm.
and strong,
mm-hmm.
rather than the closed heart, the half heart, the hard heart,
mm-hmm.
or the weak heart,
mm-hmm.
which we all have walked in also. And there's beautiful, beautiful teachings to those as well.
Mm-hmm.
And these courses are online, meaning you'll get them by email. There are two or lessons, and one is usually some kind of technique that you can do at home on the weekends that takes about an hour. And once you get into those, you start tasting the ecstasy of your essence, and then you'll practice more, because it keeps you in that love affair with the self. And when we fall out of rhythm with that, by eating the wrong foods or being in bad relations, we're going to know that.
Right.
And then we say, okay, I'm coming back to the practice. And these are instruments. And we have two courses going, and we have about 250 or 300 people now online with us. And then we meet every month on a conference call and can share what we're going through, get support from one another, mm-hmm. Share the technical parts. We are helping people with physical cleanses that they're going through with these waters, and doing the detoxification process and, you know, whatever stage. And we always tell people it doesn't matter where you are in the spiritual journey, you're welcome to join us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no advanced and intermediary and beginner. We're all in all three at all times.
Right.
And, you know, we have some people on the lessons that took it a year ago and they're on the last one and some are on the first one. But these lessons are not linear. They're holographic in nature. So you spiral into them and you come in from wherever you are, you take the lesson. I always tell people, you're at the exact lesson you need. Don't worry about anybody else.
Right.
And we have a blast and just support a very diverse spiritual community.
Right.
And just, you know, help people with the bigger picture of what the grandmothers and grandfathers are saying is happening
mm-hmm.
and how we can implement that very practically in the day-to-day experiences that we have.
Right.
In the body, as far as, like I said, cleanses and ways to work with the body and sound. We do a lot of work with sound with people and the chakras and different
uh-huh.
things that we can really do on a daily basis to maintain, you know, that exquisiteness inside, because that's where all the inner peace begins for the world, is right inside of us.
Sure.
The world changes once our perception changes.
So, sure.
And we're just starting a second program now to the Heart of One. We started it last year with the waters work, and now we're moving into the Spirit of the White Fire, they're calling, which is this light coming in from the Milky Way. We're working directly with some of the white light purification work. So that is starting in October 15th,
mm-hmm.
and that'll go for 13 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the last one was also 13 weeks. But this one, when you get to be part of the first round, then you get to be part of the live channels where I go into trance live on the phone
mm-hmm.
with everyone, which was not something I did in the beginning at all with the 64 lessons we did first. I did them in front of our staff, and then we transcribed them for everyone. And
sure.
People said, oh, I would love to be able to talk to them directly. You know?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm laying in bed at 3 o'clock in the morning at the very end of the course, 64th lesson. I've been doing it for a year for them, and I get woken up in the middle of the night by them and said, I want to give the last lesson to everybody live. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? I don't know, get a conference call or something like that together. And I'm like, I didn't know about the extensiveness of conference call systems
yeah,
at that time.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
And so I got myself educated, and we did the last one live, which we're currently selling that one lesson now, you know, because everybody loved it so much.
Wonderful.
It was the final lesson of the course, and it
right.
was just exquisite. Well, everybody got to ask questions. And
wonderful.
And,
wonderful.
So.
And I don't mean to cut you short, but we barely have a minute left on this show, and I know that we could keep talking. And certainly I do suggest that everyone take a moment and visit the website again. It's whirlingrainbow.com. And you can read about the projects, the mission, the vision, the CDs, the workshops, about the newsletter, all of these things. I think it's a really well-done website. You can sign up for the newsletter as well, which will keep you informed. Now, you also, just real quick, you do have, there's a documentary that you did, Grandmother Drum, Awakening of the Global Heart, and so that also, the money for that was used for charity, so that's also something you can read about there. And you also do spirit walk sessions, which I think are some, that is like a, you help people through readings of some sort, yes?
Yeah, I do readings, trance readings over
okay.
the phone, and they're
all
recorded
right.
live and
all
sent
right.
to them, yeah.
All right, so, you know, I don't know if we covered everything, I don't even know if we came close, but I hope that we got your message out there. And I can't thank you enough for joining me this evening. I'm sure that everyone really enjoyed the program. And I really wish you well with your work and keep
oh, well,
up the good
bless
work.
Bless you for having me, and I bless everyone with whatever the answer is, go inside. That's where we're going to get everything right now. It's go in, go in, go in.
All right. That was wise words. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope that you maybe come back again and we can keep, I'm just certainly going to keep an eye on you.
Yes.
But I got to close the show. Time to go. So
all
everyone,
right,
love, peace, and abundance for me. I'll be back again next week. And you all take care, okay? Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.